this morning as we looked at the personal family, and I alluded to the fact of David. David was a great king. David certainly lacked in the area of parental rules and thinking that would make his family what they could have been, should have been. And I'm sure that many times, I'm sure that David thought about some of the ways he could have improved upon that. But tonight in the 103rd Psalm, David penned the words to this song and this psalm. And some of the psalms are addressed to God. Some are spoken to other people, such as the righteous, sinners, or Israel, the Gentile nations, other groups that many of the ones are written about, or about particular sins and forgiveness. But in the 103rd Psalm, David here is speaking to himself. You only have to read verse 2 to understand why, to remind himself of God's blessings, so that he would continue to be grateful for all that God has done for him. Tonight, I want us to think about being thankful, thankful forever. Roy Clements, the pastor of Eden Baptist Church in Cambridge, England, explained it this way. He said, David, he's speaking of David here, he is cataloging the goodness of God, enumerating his blessings, lest in a moment of depression or backsliding, he should forget the source of his prosperity and take God's grace for granted. The question for this evening is twofold. Number one, do you and I take God's grace for granted? Do we become so enamored with our own motives in life, with our own agendas in life, with the things that are taking place in our own life? Do we sometimes take God's wonderful gift of grace for granted? A second question to ask ourselves this evening, do you and I murmur against God, and do we complain against him? You see, it was true in David's day, and many still do that today. David wanted his words to be praised. John Stott said many years ago, we have here the authentic utterance of a redeemed child of God who piles up his words to express his gratitude to the God of grace. And as we're looking throughout the month of November, as we're looking at giving thanks and thanksgiving and what to be thankful for, the Bible commands us to give thanksgiving unto the Lord. In fact, in the 100th Psalm and verse 4, Scripture says, enter into his gates. How? With thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. And then in the 105th Psalm and verse 1, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. You see, over and over again, the Bible commands us to be thankful, to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a duty that you and I have as a child of God, as a Christian, to give thanks. And one of our major verses, we've been looking at it the last 4 weeks, is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Paul was writing to the Christians there at Thessalonica, and he says, in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. He said, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how do you, how do I, how do we thank God for all of the things that God has done for us? How do we thank God during the bad times in life? Matthew Henry penned these words after he had been robbed one day. Matthew Henry said, thank thee, Lord, first because it is the first time that I've ever been robbed. He said, secondly, I thank thee because he took my purse and not my life. Thirdly, he said, I thank thee because though he took my all, it wasn't very much. And fourth, he says, I thank thee because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. You see, I don't know about your life. Each of us stand accountable to Almighty God for our personal lives. And you, one of the things that I try to do every day in my life is to remember the benefits that God gives to us, the blessings that we do have. We sing that old song, Ken's led us in it before. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. I don't know how Job did it, but after Job lost all of his 10 children, in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21, Job said, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, being thankful tonight has a cleansing power to it. It has a healing power to it. And this psalm, in the 103rd psalm for this evening, could be called the Thanksgiving Psalm. I want us to look at three things tonight. Being thankful for His person. We are told to thank the Lord first for who the Lord is. Thankful for the Lord Himself. Notice in verse 1 of Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. That word bless, that word means to praise. And the psalmist here is speaking to himself here. David is speaking to himself. Do you ever speak to yourself? I know people that tell me they get up and of a morning and they look in the mirror and they say, well, good morning. And they call their name. Or else, if they are looking like their mother or their father or somebody, they'll say, good morning, so-and-so. I know I oftentimes look in the mirror of a morning and I go, good morning, Dwayne. That was my dad. And some of my family says the older I get, the more I look like him. So I just decide I will address him and say, good morning, Dwayne. Well, the psalmist here is blessing the Lord. Bless the Lord. He's speaking the Lord's name there. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Notice the capitalization there of the word Lord, the covenant God. And David certainly was thanking God because God had been with David all the days of his life. David knew what it was like to be on the run. David knew what it was like to be maligned. David knew what it was like to be hated. David knew what it was like in his own household for his own son to come against him and bring a coup to try to dethrone him from the throne. David knew what it was like to hide out in a cave. David knew what it was like to almost be killed by Saul, who hated him so much. David comes and David says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let me tell you, when you praise God, when you bless God, do you bless Him with everything that you have within yourself? And so here the psalmist is praising God. He praises God from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot. He praises God physically. Let me ask you a question. Do you praise God? Do you praise God? Let me tell you, until you cannot walk, or until you cannot talk, or you cannot speak. I always think and go back in my mind many years ago, Cora Rowe, who was a faithful member of Emmanuel Baptist Church for many, many years. Mildred Duncan, probably knew Leroy and Mildred Duncan. It was Mildred Duncan's mother. And I remember when Cora Rowe had her stroke. She had a stroke that affected her throat. It affected her speech. She could never, ever speak again. And for 5 years that I visited her there in the nursing home, and Mildred came religiously to help her mother. She came at morning, she came at noon, and she came of an evening for 5 solid years. Let me tell you, until you see the declination in people's physical well-being when they cannot walk and be ambulatory, when they cannot move and have their being, or they may be not be able to speak because of a stroke that has hit them, whatever the physical malady may be. Let me tell you, if you and I can walk, if we can talk, if we can move and we can have our being, every morning when we hit our foot on the floor, we ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the physical strength today to do the things I need to do. Let me tell you, David thanked God physically. He thanked God emotionally. He thanked God spiritually. You see, he's saying that everything that is within me bless his holy name. Notice David never took credit for those things. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. He never took credit for anything. He was not self-serving. He was not self-seeking. But his thoughts, even though his life was not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, even though his life had failed God many, many times in his life, he still had a passion. He still had a desire in his heart to serve God and to serve him with the utmost. You see, when you think about the person of God, lots of people have a very low view of God in today's world. How big is the God you serve tonight? There are a lot of people that have a very small concept of God, and some don't even have a concept of God at all. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Let me tell you, folks, that's a mighty big God. Amen? Amen. Ken, I'm sure you remember the song. It was out many, many years ago, but you and I would remember that. How big is God? Do you remember that song? Let me tell you, God is big enough to fling the stars into the heavens and to create galaxies and universes out there, and the sun and the moon and the seasons, and to know how far apart those need to be so we don't burn up or that we don't freeze to death. Let me tell you, God is a great big God. There are lots of debates that go on about evolution versus intelligent design. Let me tell you, I believe in the God of the Bible. I believe in the God who came to this earth and robed himself in human flesh. And in his incarnation, he dwelt among us to identify with us through the second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. We spoke about Jesus this morning. Jesus' personal family. And how that Jesus identifies with you and me. Jesus knows what it's like when your family doesn't believe in you. And it wasn't until after resurrection that many of them believed that he really was who he said that he was. You see, I believe that God came to this earth in the form of human flesh. And he dwelt among us. And Barb, one of you in your song a few moments ago mentioned the God in the manger. Let me tell you, he's an awesome God. And yet, he's so big but small enough to live within the human heart. I'm thankful for the resurrection. I'm thankful for the ascension. I'm thankful that he is coming again someday. I thank the Lord for who he is in his person. Let me tell you, do we love the Lord because of the things that he does for us, or do we just love the Lord because of who he is? Tonight, I'm grateful for who he is, and that's where Thanksgiving begins. It begins by being thankful to the God who created the heaven and the earth. Secondly, tonight, thankful forever for his provision. Notice, if you will, in verse 2 through 5 of our text, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles, skipping down to verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Notice verses 11 and 12. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Let me tell you, not only are you and I to be thankful for the person of who the Lord is, but we are to be thankful for what the Lord does. All of these wonderful provisions that we have. Verse 2 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Sometimes it's easy. We get so mixed up in the clutter of life, sometimes we forget that God is saying, don't forget my benefits. Don't forget the things that I've done for you. Let me tell you, show me a church where there's thanksgiving and praise, and I'll show you a happy people who come together. You see a group of faithful people who serve the Lord faithfully, who love the Lord, who love each other, and I'll show you a happy church. The psalmist said there, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns your life, you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Notice first the phrase, who forgives all your iniquities. Let me tell you, sin turns you and me into prisoners. Sin make slaves out of all of us. And many people tonight are trapped in their sins and in their addictions out there. And Satan loves nothing more than to do that with people. Notice he says, who forgives? The word forgive means to pick up and to put something somewhere else. And that's what God did for you and me 2,000 years ago. On the cross, he picked up our sins and he placed them elsewhere. He placed them on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. Have you thanked him today? Do you thank him every day of your life for salvation? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy salvation so great and so free. Let me tell you, he says, who healeth all thy diseases. I believe Jesus heals physically, as we see him doing in the New Testament many, many times. But I want you to know there are diseases of the soul, such as lust, such as anger, such as hate, such as greed, racial prejudice, guilt, and doubt. You see, these are diseases not only of our flesh, they're diseases of the soul. And God takes all of those of us that are patients and he heals us from these if we obey him and let him. Let me tell you, sin also makes you and me paupers. He turns us from paupers to a prince. If you're a child of God tonight, aren't you grateful to be an heir with Christ and a joint heir with Jesus, thanking God forever for his benefits? And one of those benefits is salvation, being thankful for the gift of grace. Another benefit is he satisfies us. Look at verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let me tell you, the provisions of food, not only for food, but let me tell you, for teeth to chew your food. I love it. Many times I've gone into the nursing homes and somebody's lost their teeth. Pastor, can you help me find my teeth? Well, have you checked your neighbor over there? I've been in some of those rooms where somebody was eating with somebody else's teeth. And so be thankful for the benefits, being able to taste food. Do you know how many people there are out there? How many people I talk to, they can no longer taste their food. The taste buds are gone, or the chemicals that they've had to take in their bodies has created no longer a taste for food. Some people have lost the sense of taste. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your mate. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your parents. Thank God for your friends. I'm going to preach on friends next week. Bring your favorite friend. I preached on faith week before last. I preached on the family today. I'll be preaching on friends. What a friend we have in Jesus. Being thankful to God for fellowship. I noticed a few moments ago when we were having our fellowship time, it does my heart good when I see people all over the sanctuary going to each other, smiling, talking, hugging, making our visitors feel welcome. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Thanking God for the fellowship of this church. He satisfies us with His mercy. Verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And the psalmist David here, he keeps coming back to God's mercy. Grace is contrasted with mercy. What is grace? It's God's unmerited favor to us. Grace means we get what we didn't deserve. Mercy means we don't get what we do deserve. And the psalmist tries to measure God's mercy, and he tries to measure it vertically. He says in the 11th verse, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. That word fear means to reverence. To reverence. To reverence God. You and I live in a day where we hear so much that is irreverent. Irreverent toward God. You see, God's mercy goes as high as you and I could ever go, and then it goes beyond that. He then tries to measure God's mercy horizontally. He says in the verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. There is no east-west pole. There is a north-south pole. But there is no east-west pole. Let me tell you, when God forgives, God remembers it against us no more. The psalmist is saying God's mercy surrounds us, and God's mercy is immeasurable. And then thirdly and lastly for tonight, being thankful forever for His incredible power. Verse 19, the Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Look, if you will, in verse 20. Bless the Lord. Notice how he ends up again. As he begins this psalm of praise and blessing and gratitude, he ends up by saying once again, bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Notice David speaks about the angels. Let me tell you, did you realize the angels tonight desire to understand salvation? The angels know nothing about salvation. But David here, he turns to the angels. Those angels we'll be looking about sometime after the first of the year, in doing a series once again on angels on Sunday morning. Bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Notice, he goes on and he speaks here about, as he closes this, he says in verse 21, bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you ministers of His who do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I believe one of the things that you and I will do in heaven, I believe heaven will be a perpetual time of thanksgiving, because we will be with the one who died for us, who gave his life, who rose from the dead, who ascended, who conquered death, hell, and the grave. And we will rule according to the scripture. We will rule and reign with him for all eternity. No wonder David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." May we never forget the benefits that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God bless you for being here. Would you stand as we sing together and as we pray? Father, we thank you for tonight.